Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is hit by the pitch. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Mincher moves to third. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mincher tags and scores. Killebrew tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Killebrew scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freeze hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is hit by the pitch. Jim caught pinch runs for Jim Perry. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cott moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Merritt now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Skowron now playing first base. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Batty. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Batty steals second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freese hits a pop-up towards the mound. Merritt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing right field. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Killebrew reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. 2 outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiss is walked intentionally. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-2 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Jim Merritt. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Bob Locker now pitching. Zoilo Verhaal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaal is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhaal hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buford strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington juggles the ball. That's an error on Worthington. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minter is 0-for-3 in the game. Minter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a pop-up towards first. Minter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Al Worthington. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Freese hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-4 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-4 in the game. Tovar strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Verhals goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.